Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Christian Research Institute President Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air with the mission to equip you in life and truth because life and truth matter. In our post-truth culture of confusion, the need for Christians to be equipped with truth has never been greater. Truth equips you to live life authentically in Christ, enabling you to strive with all His energy that He so powerfully works within you. To join us on air with your question, dial 888-ASK-HANK, which translates to 888-275-4265. For more information, go online to equip.org. And now, here's Bible Answer Man host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And of course, a reminder that you can contact us via the mail at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And on the web, you can find the resource of the month that was just being advertised, Immortal, How the Fear of Death Drives Us and What We Can Do About It. An incredible resource by Dr. Clay Jones. And I was thinking about one of the chapters in this book just this weekend, because I received a call from my brother, and he was telling me about his best friend who had gone up to a cottage in the Upper Peninsula in Michigan. My brother lives in Michigan as well. And he was doing some repairs on the house there, and he was going to be up there for a couple of days. And then his wife was unable to contact him. And one day would go by and then another, and she was really getting worried. So they sent someone over to the cottage and discovered him in his favorite chair with his cell phone on his lap, dead at 64. It shows just how brief life is. And I think in concert with a particular chapter in this book, it demonstrates that it doesn't matter how good your eating habits are, how meticulous you are about your health, because this was the case with Rod, my brother Reg's friend. He was someone who was in good health. He was 64 years old, and suddenly a heart attack, and he's gone. He had just been talking to his brother, evidently on the phone, laid down the phone, and died, found a couple of days later. Well, many people, says Clay Jones, immerse themselves literally in immortality projects because they want to find a cure to everything that could possibly kill them. And then, well, coast on to immortality. And you have so many people obsessing, therefore, over exercise, over eating enough healthy foods. This is a pretty interesting story that Clay tells. The first emperor of China, he was the builder of China's Great Wall, was plagued with his own immortality. In fact, to conquer death, he sent thousands of people to search for the elixir of eternal life. Of course, he never found it, and he himself died. Descartes, the famous philosopher, he devoted himself to the medical prolongation of life, and yet he died of pneumonia at only age 54. I think of Benjamin Franklin, who rued the fact that he was born too early. He was thinking about the fact that if he was born maybe a little later on, he'd be in that generation that found, well, the end-evolution standard. You know, in the ancient times, reading biblical times, you have people who lived to be 1,000 years, and he thought that same standard could be met if only he was born a little later. And there are so many others. 45-year-old bulletproof coffee founder. He spent $1 million on a quest to live to be 180. And in order to do that, he takes about 100 supplements a day. He bathes in infrared light. He relaxes in a hyperbaric oxygen chamber. And so many others. Clay talks about British researcher Aubrey de Grey, who said that the first human beings who will live to 1,000 years old have already been born. And of course, if you go to Whole Foods markets, they're full of people that are hopeful of doing that very thing. Yeah, they're buying colon cleansers and juice fasts and ordering gym memberships and vitamins and probably a lot of snake oil as well. If there's even the slightest chance to defy death, they are bound and determined to find it. But all of this creates real craziness in the human psyche. And not only that, but in our culture as well, you have people telling you that coffee is bad for you. And then they're telling, well, no, coffee is good for you. You might remember the fad where people wouldn't eat eggs because eggs are bad for you. And now we're told eggs are good for you. People will do just about anything to squeeze just a few months or weeks or even days out of their life here. But our hope, our true hope, needs to be in eternal life that is available through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And by the way, another thing that confuses people is thinking that if they could cure cancer, most of us would live many more years. It's just a matter. We've got to cure that dread disease. But you know what the fact is? And of course, I've faced stage 4 cancer. The fact is, even if researchers were able to cure all forms of cancer, people would live only a measly about 2.2 years longer before they died of something else. Reality is that it is not so much about living longer, but it seems to be more about dying slower. And there's so many people who were fitness gurus who have died at an early age. I think of Lucille Roberts. She was a health guru. She built a health club enterprise. She was a fitness fanatic. She wouldn't touch a French fry, but she died from lung cancer at age 59, never smoking a cigarette. Adele Davis, the author of Let's Eat Right to Keep Fit, she preached about the dangers of refined foods, but died of bone cancer at age 70. Or Jim Fix, do you remember Jim Fix? He was the champion long-distance runner. He was the health advocate. He was always telling people to run. He died of a heart attack after a run at age 52. As so many other examples, I think of Henry Lodge. He was the co-author of the best-selling Younger Next Year, Live Strong, Fit, and Sexy Until You're 80 and Beyond. Well, he died of pancreatic cancer at age 58. The list goes on and on of people who were striving for long life, doing everything imaginable to pursue that dream, and yet who died early. So much better to pursue the dream, which is really not a dream at all, it's reality, the dream of resurrection. The dream of resurrection is the reality that we will one day be resurrected, immortal, imperishable, incorruptible, but this is a really big but. What we do now counts for all eternity. So rather than striving for a few extra years, strive for using the years that God has entrusted to you to the max for His glory and for the extension of His kingdom. Now, the reason I've spent some time, the first part of this broadcast, talking about all of this is because I'm interviewing Clay Jones over the next 4 days on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, and we're talking about his book, Immortal, and these are going to be riveting Bible Answer Man broadcasts that you don't want to miss. So get a copy of the book. It's available for those who stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. You can find your copy on the web at equip.org. And when we come back from the break, we're going to go right to your calls. The number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. So stay tuned. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Clay Jones writes, "What happens to you the moment your body dies?" Notice I said the moment your body dies. I say this because the essential you, your soul, your consciousness, will absolutely, positively not experience death. Remember, you're not a body that has a soul, you're a soul that has a body. Death can be confusing, so Dr. Jones wrote the book, Immortal, to explain what happens when we die and why we need not fear death if we live a life in Christ. To receive your copy of Immortal, How the Fear of Death Drives Us and What We Can Do About It, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org. Hank Hanegraaff will be back right after this.
Truth Matters, Life Matters More details Hank Hanegraaff's personal pilgrimage from his long defense of truth to his discovery that life matters more. Essentially two books in one, Part 1 equips Christians to defend the essential truths of the historic Christian faith. Part 2 explains why truth is necessary but hardly sufficient. That the map is not the territory, the menu is not the meal. We are created to experience life to the full through union with God in Christ. Is there more to the Christian life than what you are experiencing? Truth Matters, Life Matters More unveils the unexpected beauty of an authentic Christian life. To receive Truth Matters, Life Matters More for yourself or as a terrific gift to a friend or loved one, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us online at equip.org.
The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org.
In recent years, fewer Americans pray, trust in God, believe in the Bible, or attend church. But paradoxically, Americans have become more likely to believe in an afterlife. One explanation is the rise in entitlement, expecting special privileges without effort. Tell a generation they are good, unrelated to their behavior or performance, and they will think they should be able to live forever, regardless of how they act or believe. Clay Jones wrote Immortal to explain the truth that we will live forever, but our destination is determined by our relationship with Christ and in Him how we live our lives. To receive your copy of Immortal, How the Fear of Death Drives Us and What We Can Do About It, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org.
Once again, here is Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy, and we are going to go directly to your calls. The number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. Michael in Surrey, British Columbia, Canada, listening on KARI. Hi, Michael.
Hank, I heard at least one Christian teacher say recently that Jewish Christians in the first century in Jerusalem continued to attend the Jewish temple years after the new covenant had been inaugurated. That seems like an abomination that the apostles would never have permitted. What do you say on that?
Well, I think it's true, but I think that the Christians actually recognize something. They recognize that the old covenant and the new covenant are not different covenants. The new covenant is qualitatively better than the old covenant because the blood of Jesus Christ is better than the blood of bulls and goats. But I don't think there's any question that it actually happened from a historical standpoint. If you look at Acts chapter 21, remember the story where Paul takes men, purifies himself along with those men. Then they went to the temple to give notice of the date of the days of purification, which would end, and then the offerings would be made for each one of them. Now, what all of the apostles did, and what the followers of Christ, the true followers of Christ did, is demonstrate that the temple itself was replaced by a human temple, which is to say, by Jesus Christ. And that's why Paul declares in the book of Hebrews that there's an utter futility in trying to keep the sacrificial system in light of the Savior's sacrifice. The words just stick in your mind. Paul says day after day, every priest stands and performs religious duties again and again. He offers the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. Jesus, however, offered for all time one sacrifice for sin and forever did away with the need for sacrifice. And therefore, the preaching of these new converts was that Jesus made the temple obsolete. And of course, this is precisely what Jesus said in the Olivet Discourse when he's walking away from the temple after calling it literally Ichabod. In other words, he said, your temple is left to you desolate. Then the disciples at that time didn't understand, and they asked him, well, look at all these beautiful buildings. When is this going to happen? What will be the time of your coming in judgment and the end of the age of sacrifice that takes place in the temple? Well, Jesus says all of that's going to happen within a generation. So they were already forewarned that a temple of luminous limestone and glistening gold was only going to be there in a transitional period because ultimately temple sacrifice should never take place again because the ultimate sacrificial lamb had come, and to continue sacrifices is to trample upon the sacred blood of Jesus Christ.
So therefore, Acts 28 must have been a very rare exception based upon what you just said.
Well, the exception is always where people who ought to know better want to continue with an old covenant when the new covenant has been fulfilled through the body and blood of Jesus Christ. So instead of sacrificing bulls and goats, the pure body and precious blood of Christ is partaken of because we not only remember his sacrifice, but we actually partake of his sacrifice in the present.
Okay, one very quick question, finally, Hank. How many years after the resurrection and ascension was that Acts 28 incident, probably, roughly? How many years after?
Well, I can't tell you the exact number of years. What I can tell you is that everything that you find in the Bible was completed long before the destruction of Jerusalem in AD 70. Exactly what the date of that is, I couldn't tell you off the top of my head. I could research it for you.
Yeah, thank you, Hank. Thank you.
You got it. Thank you so much for your call. Let's go back to the phone lines, talk to Rob in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, another Canadian listener. Hi, Rob.
Hello, Hank. I listened to your commentary there on Health Matters a few moments ago. It struck me, of course, that with your recent experience of cancer, you will have a certain perspective on those. Listening to you, I felt that many people might gain the impression that a Christian ought perhaps to pay really no attention to their bodily health particularly, but simply to accept whatever God chooses to give them in terms of longevity. But the perspective I wanted to just perhaps share with that on that was that, you know, we're given this extraordinary organism, our body, which we're told is the temple of the soul, the temple of the Holy Spirit, we hope. Surely it's our responsibility to give it the best possible care and maintenance. And that does require, in my personal opinion, having, you know, researched Health Matters now for more than a decade, that does require a good deal of reading, research, and thought on our part. And I don't know what your perspective may be on what might be called alternative treatments, for example, for cancer, but there are many websites where people who have beaten cancer with methods that it seemed that you were disparaging, what we might call natural methods of diet and things like that, with great success. So I'm sure that perhaps wasn't your intention, but I feel that you're running a risk of discouraging people from doing what they can to improve their health and to maintain the body they were given, and even to conquer life-threatening illnesses, which they can do through health practices of their own. And Dr. Bernard Jensen, Dr. Norman Walker, Dr. John Christopher, great practitioners of this last century who had extraordinary success treating people with what we might call today alternative methods.
Well, I'm glad that you called in today because I needed your perspective. I think your perspective is a very good perspective. I think that taking care of the temple which God has given you, the temple of the Holy Spirit, is very, very important. We are stewards of this temple. And so your perspective is well taken. The point that I was trying to make, however, Rob, is that you can't ultimately stave off death. So even if you do everything right, like my brother's friend Rod did, if you eat well, if you exercise, if you take care of yourself, if you tend both to the physical and the metaphysical aspect of your humanity, yet, you know what the Bible says is we have 70 years to live, and if by reason of strength, 80. And of course, that's an average that the Bible is giving to us, and so people on average live between 70 and 80 years. And no matter how many things we do to stave off death, we're going to eventually die. And therefore, your perspective is a good perspective. I think we do need to take good care of both the physical and the metaphysical aspect of our humanity. But my point was simply to say, there are all kinds of people involved in immortality projects, but in the end, no one will succeed. We're all going to die and face eternity. And so I think it's even more important to live for that eternal moment, live with that eternal perspective in mind.
I agree with you, and that pursuit of so-called immortality or life extension for the purpose of what we might call carnal self-indulgence is completely futile, as you say. And yes, as it says in the old song, remember, old man, thy time is set.
Yes, yes. You know what? I am so glad you called, because your clarification, I think, is going to be helpful to a lot of people listening in. And sometimes when you're talking about a particular subject, you don't have the time to give both sides or all sides or perspectives on an issue, and you really filled in the cracks for me. Thank you so much.
Well, I just encourage anybody who's facing life-threatening illness, and many of us are without even realizing it, for example, cardiac health, as you pointed out in the case of your friend or your contact there, the human body needs to be maintained, and it needs to be given the proper fuels. And if I'm not mistaken, there is a reference in the Gospels where Christ made a comment on what our food and meat, so to speak, should be. It's certainly not the kind of junk that most of us eat today. So are we really being good stewards of that pound of flesh, to coin a metaphor?
Well, great insights. Thanks for calling in. I am out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Just enough time to tell you that Clay Jones, the very person who brought up this issue, at least vicariously by me commenting on his book, will be on for the next 4 days as we talk about immortal, how the fear of death drives us, and what we can do about it. Thanks so much for tuning into this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. We'll be back tomorrow with Clay Jones.
Thank you for listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Immortal by Clay Jones is about the fear of death, about how humans outside of Christ, and all too often even those in Christ, feebly try to manage that fear, and about how you, dear Christian, can overcome the fear of death through developing a robust appreciation of the glory that awaits all of us who trust in the Lord Jesus. To receive your copy of Immortal, How the Fear of Death Drives Us and What We Can Do About It, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit us at equip.org. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because truth matters, and life matters more.
Hank Hanegraaff has dedicated his life to defending truth because truth matters. Yet an encounter with Christians in the underground church of China left Hanegraaff contemplating his Christian experience. They were experiencing something beyond truth. They were experiencing life. Truth Matters, Life Matters More by Hank Hanegraaff is two books in one. Because Truth Matters, Part 1 equips Christians to defend the essential truths of the historic Christian faith. In Part 2, Hank explains why life matters more and how we can experience the height of human existence, union with God. Prepare to move past intellectually knowing about God to experientially knowing God in Christ. To receive your copy of Truth Matters, Life Matters More, The Unexpected Beauty of an Authentic Christian Life, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org.